Let's talk.
John Brown. We welcome back our paralegal, the woman without whom I wouldn't be able to get out of bed in the morning, I don't think. Mara Zapardi, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. I hope you all are as well.
I am very well. Now, because you had a bit of a splitting headache, but I believe you're back on firing on both barrels, and thank goodness for that, Myra.
I did, really, because I shouldn't let things affect me, but it's been quite hectic.
Yes.
Over the last couple of weeks with the TIE debacle. I did post the other day that in 2015, I think, we started writing about the protocol to change the driving licence.
Yeah.
And we called it the driving licence fiasco, and I think it should now be WATIE renewal fiasco. Because that's what it's become.
This is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? Just when you think it can't get any sillier, it does. And we've been talking about this now for like literally the past 2 months, Myra. So what's the latest
exactly.
in this? Let's you know.
Well, the latest.
Yeah.
It seems to get worse, Giles. I'm glad I'm sort of chuckling a bit because otherwise one would be crying. It seems to get worse. Appointments are less and less in many areas. I mean, some people say Valencia, this is to renew a TIE, but also for any other appointments, say Valencia and Barcelona, people trying for months. I mean, somebody actually got into Barcelona.
Yeah.
Was not advised about what is happening, and they were within the window to renew, and they were turned away. Imagine, you know, and people are desperate because they are thinking, what happens if we can't renew? What is our status? Plus, with the EES entry and exit system coming in for those who are traveling, it couldn't be more of a fiasco. It really couldn't be worse. So that is why I've spent weeks writing many articles to try and advise people, everything based on law.
Yeah,
I think you know me, Giles. I only talk from law. But, of course, we have a Facebook group that I have to really consider changing its format, because it doesn't matter what we post, somebody will come back up with a yes, but. And it's usually supposition.
I mean,
probably the worst one, or one of the bad ones, because allegedly from another group, it came from the embassy saying that maybe I should talk about why. The fact that there are no, hardly any available appointments for people to renew their TIE, so they're going to be, even though there is a window under the Spanish resolution instructions, which I think I said before, is even on the police website. But if you cannot read law, and this is what's happening, no matter what anybody says, everybody is misinterpreting the law.
Okay, Mara, can just before, just quickly, Mara, can we let's just have a quick some people might actually be joining us and not having heard your dulcet tones before. So this all sort of started when there was something came out from the British Embassy saying, correct me if I'm wrong, Mara, here, but basically saying you need to get your TIE because the green certificates will no longer be able to, you know, which we've all had because of our residency permanente. They won't be able to be read by the electronic gates, and therefore you might well be refused entry to Spain. So the British Embassy's advice was you go and now get a TIE as a matter of rapid course.
Yes.
And I read that out to you, and it was we were doing it paragraph by paragraph, and we agreed that it was designed to frighten people to get people to get the TIE.
Well, whether they had meant to or not, but again, lack of knowledge from a lot of areas, I have to say it. It was misleading, to say the least. But it's not just that. It's not just that the people were encouraged to update their green certificates. And I bet some of them are glad they've got them, because there's no need to update when you can't get an appointment for a TIE. But also those now, of course, 2020, when the TIE after July were being issued and now due for renewal. People have reached permanent resident status and need to renew these. So there's two things. There's trying to update your TIE, your green certificate. It's trying to renew the TIE you have, and those, of course, already have a permanent resident TIE. sorry, they don't have a permanent resident TIE, but they've reached permanent resident status, having lived here more than 5 years with a green certificate before. Some of them now are permanent residents because their cards are now early July and they can't renew them. There is a problem for them. But these are two matters as well that came up that people don't understand. And we had a bit of a headache over that, trying to explain to people the difference between, because of the window, I think I should go back. The resolution, it's a law, basically, and the instructions given to every department, immigration, police, extranjería, telling you what you can do. Now, they're reading, let's say Article 6, they're reading it incorrectly. I was so sure about this. I've been posting about this for months that I actually contacted one of the lawyers I know in Madrid, very good on immigration, and said to him, look, I know I'm right, but can you double check? He said, absolutely correct. You're interpreting the law correctly. Right. So I just wanted a bit of support, you know, because you're pushing and you're arguing and you're debating and you're standing up for this. And then you think, you start to doubt yourself. Well, I didn't really, but I thought, let's get some backing from a lawyer. But a lawyer that knows, because there's some lawyers that have not even read the resolution, do not understand that what is basically happening, now I'm getting to the point after all that, is that many police stations, foreigners office and police stations, and some of them have notices up, supposed to have come from Madrid, saying, if you did not have the green certificate before, therefore not permanent, but you are when you're updating your temporary TIE, you cannot, you must do it on the after the expiry date. This is not what the resolution says. The resolution makes it so clear, to me anyway, because I'm so used to reading law after so many years. I mean, that's how I qualified as a paralegal. You must read law correctly. You've got, say, like back to six, and then you've got number one. Number one basically states that you renew your TIE when it expires. Oh, so everybody can then pick that up and say, only when it expires. No, when it expires. But you must read one, and then you must read A, B, C, and D. And that's where it tells you that for everybody, you can renew your TIE 1 month before expiry date and 3 months afterwards, but without the prejudice of the sanctions you could have for late renewal 3 months afterwards. Now, nobody, like I said, people have been sent away after they've managed to get this much desired appointment because they're applying a month before renewal. Now, I don't care what anybody wants to say to me, and they keep saying to me, oh, well, you can't argue this and that. I go by law. And if the law says something, and this law then is also the withdrawal agreement, the Spanish law, the withdrawal agreement, which is international law, even though it's for Europe, you cannot go against that. We are supposed to be protected by the withdrawal agreement. This is not protected by the withdrawal agreement. This needs to go to Brussels, but somebody should have the time, and it's not me, because I'm trying to assist people. So first of all, this makes your window shorter for renewing.
Right.
So there you are. You've got to wait for expiry and hoping to get an appointment after your expiry date. Now, I managed to get one for somebody whose TIE expires on the 14th. Couldn't get any appointments, but somehow I managed to get one for the 15th, the day after. So we're advising from cab people, maybe you should wait until the expiry, which is not what the law says, because they're going to be turned away. Sometimes we can't fight the officers. And I've also written a letter in Spanish for the Foreigner's Office and English explanation, very politely. I think I said that last time we spoke, very politely, asking them to please interpret the law correctly.
Yeah.
To please interpret the law correctly. So some people have taken them, but they will be ignored in most cases, because they're going to take their instructions not from Citizens Advice, but from wherever they are taking these instructions. So that's what's happening.
So what, I mean, what are we...
That's what's happening.
What are you... Because I've got somebody saying, so what's the, you know, we all know the problems. What is the solution, says one listener?
Well, the solution, what do you mean to be able to... Well, first of all, people are just now accepting... People are now accepting that they cannot renew 1 month before.
Okay.
As the law says they can.
Yeah.
They can't argue the fact. What can you do at this stage unless the embassy comes in? But if somebody has told me the embassy has their reaction to it is either we can't help. They're the only people that can really speak to the ministry, the Spanish relevant ministry. If they're either saying we can't help or... I don't know if I can believe this. Somebody from another group said, no, the embassy has told us we can't have two cards at once. That's why you can't renew early. Well, who's asking for two cards at once? Once you renew, your old card's taken and you give it. So that doesn't make any sense to me.
So, I mean...
So I think it's important... Yeah, carry on. If, yeah, do ask some questions.
If you have to... If you're going to be travelling then... Myra, and you haven't got your TIE updated or whatever. What's okay? I mean, two things here. If you've still got your green certificate, just keep your green certificate because you don't need to renew that. Simple as that. And that, if you are one of the dinosaurs, that you know, one of the people. Excuse me, because I hid for myself. If you do have one of those green certificates, keep hold of it because all it's going to do is you're going to have to go. You're not going to be denied entry into the country. You're just going to go in a different queue, aren't you? That's the thing.
Yes, though we did go through that, didn't they? Yeah. Where the embassy had written saying that you'd be treated as a tourist and you may be refused entry. I think we clarified that.
Yeah.
But I think what people need to know is if you know the facts, then you can know what your rights are. But then you know there's practice, isn't there? There's theory and there's practice.
Yeah.
And in practice, there are hardly any appointments and... WA protected, which is so important, that word, protected.
Yeah.
Which people are not protected. What Spain, the ministry is doing, responsible for Extranjería, and the foreigners' offices, they're going against international law. They could be in trouble. You know, they need to be told, and it's only the European Union Commission that really can tell them.
Okay. So what's the advice then, Myra? What is your, you know, I know you're in the middle of thing, you've been writing furiously. So what advice would you give somebody who is either due to travel and wants to renew their TIE? I mean, or are they worried about leaving and coming back in? They're even worried about, you know, they might not even be able to pop over to Jib and get, you know, the bloomers they so lovely, you know, the lows they so love. I mean, what's your advice, Myra, at this point?
Well, people are going to have to use their passports.
Yeah.
If they're traveling and it's not like the 90 days, all that, if they're going to be treated as not having residency, but there's more to this. If they're going to be treated as not having residency, then they can get, if it's just short trips, they're going to get a stamp in their passport.
Yeah.
Going to say, your TIE is out of date. Here's a stamp. Don't worry about it. What can you do? Just carry on traveling.
Yeah.
Somebody asked about getting permiso de regreso, but you can only get that when you're actually making your application for a new TIE. And if you can't make your application because you've no appointment, then there's no point doing that.
Right.
So what we're saying is two things. One, travel. You'll get a stamp.
Yeah.
If you're going to be away for more than 90 days, you could have a problem coming back.
Right.
You're going to have to explain it.
Got a question in here from Don. I'm a permanent resident in Spain. Morning to you, Don. Can I fly back to the UK and then return back to Spain, say, after a month with my UK passport?
Yes.
Yes. I think
that's nothing to do with his TIE. He must have a TIE or a green certificate.
Well, he said, I'm a permanent resident in Spain, so he must have the green certificate, presumably, or the TIE. Can I fly to the UK?
No.
No? Go on.
Green or a TIE.
Yes.
You see, this is where people have to give you complete information.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's difficult to answer.
Yeah.
Well, I can say from what he's asked, because I don't know any other... His circumstances, can he fly in and out? Yes.
Yeah, if you're permanent resident and you've got your TIE is up, if your TIE is up to date or you have the green piece of paper,
yes,
then I would, you can, can't you, Myra, basically, yeah.
Yes, he can, you know, if he's a permanent resident, he can be out for 5 consecutive years and yeah. still fly back.
Yeah. This one in from Mark so, in Den- this one is from Mark in Denny, Amira. The problem isn't so much renewing early, it's getting an appointment at all. I've been trying for weeks to get an appointment in Alicante region. There are none.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, I said it's not just it's not just no appointments for anybody. But you can't renew it. It's not just the renewing early, it's yeah. that you can't renew at all.
Yeah.
This is how it's become. This is the status. So when you're traveling, it can be a bit problematic, but don't worry, you'll get a stamp.
Yeah.
Someday the embassy will have to contact and talk to Spanish ministry.
But we're not going to hear about people being marched back on the plane and sent back to sort of Birmingham or something.
No, but no. I do suggest that everybody that can't get appointments writes to the embassy or their consulates, really.
Yes.
And the other thing is, again, what I'm saying to people is take screenshots of all the times you've applied on your computer, whatever you use, the date should come up. And the fact saying, no appointments available, we'll soon put some, you know, free. We'll make some availability soon, which doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So keep taking screenshots, which shows that you're trying. Right, that question, I think we answered it because we don't know the
he
can go in now. But there is another important part to this.
Right.
I think I'm the only one that's looked at this, and I've written an article. And it's about whether you lose. People are worried what happens when RTIE.
Yeah. Yes.
It's funny because I'm just looking in front of me because I put my iPad down and I'm just looking from way back from the Spanish government and where it said on page whatever of their guide, when should I renew my resident document that identifies me as a beneficiary of the withdrawal agreement?
Yeah.
The resident document that identifies you as a beneficiary of the withdrawal agreement must be renewed 30 days before the document expires or within 90 days of the expiry date. Spanish government, who are now apparently saying something else different, okay?
Yeah.
That comes from, besides the law, I've got, you know, in my articles, I put the screenshots from the Spanish government. So there you got it, clear as...
So just repeat that again, please, Amira, just to say that one more time.
Okay, and then just something, if we've got time,
yeah,
so that people are reassured.
Yeah.
Okay. On the Spanish Brexit guide and the updated version, because they often change things, and I have the updated version from July 2020, it says, question, a little yellow square, when should I renew my residence document that identifies me as a beneficiary of the withdrawal agreement?
Right.
The resident document that identifies you as a beneficiary of the withdrawal agreement must be renewed 30 days before the document expires or within 90 days of its expiry date. And let me just say quickly, what is it now? These protected under the WA... cannot renew 1 month before or 30 days. It's actually 1 month, it says, but, you know, you get. But those non-EU can renew 2 months before. There's no big palaver about that. Why the palaver, therefore, about us? This is what I'm wondering as well. Why have all of a sudden, I think it's the interpretation of the resolution, which is especially for withdrawal agreement. Residents, the misinterpretation, cannot read the law.
Now, Myra, that's the thing, it's the misinterpretation, because you and I have both a situation where we've been up against people who have gone, oh, well, it means this, and this can be at any level within the Spanish bureaucracy, and you know it's not, they're reading the incorrect thing.
No, and I will always, this is what can make me quite frustrated at times, because I will only pose my information based on law. That's the withdrawal agreement, which is international law, and the resolution, which is the Spanish. And there you've got the Spanish Brexit guide telling you way back about your renewal. Why? Because that resolution was also out in July 2nd, actually, 2020. And on there, it said exactly what I'm saying. If you read it correctly, but if you read it incorrectly, just read number one. Oh, you must renew on expiry. Oh, let's forget A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sounding a bit facetious.
It's all right.
You know,
it's
very
Myra, you care about it. That's the thing.
I'm dealing with it. So I please ask some of the. I have asked on our group, if you're going to give me, or you're going to contradict my information, give me your qualifications as well. First, don't contradict me because you heard it, whatever,
yes.
Or your supposition. Give me your qualifications. Have you read the law? Have you read the withdrawal agreement from A to B? Have you read the resolution? Do you understand it? So this is where my headache comes. Can come in, people contradicting or telling me, and the other thing where somebody said, well, you know, we're lucky that we don't have to fill in all the, and I said, for small mercies, no, not me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and accept that, aren't we lucky? We've got, I haven't got the problem, but most people at the moment, most people have the problem, but we're supposed to accept that, at least we don't have to go there with loads of paperwork. This came from a legal person. And I have to say, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm not going to accept that. It's wrong. That's that. And
right.
I must just be calm and not be passionate. Shall I give the good news?
Give the good news, Myra. Come on, we got 3 minutes, so let's leave them with a good news story to go into the weekend for.
Okay.
Come on, Myra. You can do it.
Right. The good news is,
yes.
So if you cannot renew your TIE, and it goes 3 months afterwards,
yep.
You do not lose your residency status. Your residency status is not based on your TIE.
Oh.
Your residency status is based on the withdrawal agreement. And also the Spanish say the same thing.
Right.
In the resolution. So you do not lose. You lose your card, but you must keep trying to renew. You do not. Don't let anybody tell you you're no longer a resident.
I got this vision of somebody cutting out your residency card, thinking, right, you have to go now. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that. No, but you can see why people get upset. And Myra, you're impassioned, and I love it because you give a damn. I forget what I said. But, you know, that the TIE is not your Spanish residency. It is merely a piece of outdated whatever.
Yes.
You know, your residency is something entirely different. And so should you, for example, should the dog eat your TIE, it doesn't mean the dog is immediately, now the dog's ingested it, it's got more rights in Spain than it probably has. But what I'm saying is, but you see what I'm saying here? And if people say, I haven't got my TIE, then, you know, you're not going to be thrown onto a ship and end up in the Azores, for goodness sake.
No, and besides the resolution also stating that, which we haven't got time to go through it all and give you their wording, the withdrawal agreement makes it quite clear for permanent residents, but those mustn't get worried that have got the temporary resident card, but when they're due to renew, they are now permanent residents, and they're renewing for a permanent resident card, they automatically become permanent
automatically
residents.
Automatically is the word there, isn't it?
Well.
It's automatic.
Yeah, and the withdrawal agreement, it's Article 15, states quite clearly, amongst other things, that under the withdrawal agreement, in other words, everybody protected there can only lose residency by being absent from Spain for more than 5 consecutive years. Not because the dog ate your card, not because the foreign officers cannot interpret the law, because you have gained that right. You have permanent residency. And for the person that said, well, at least we don't have to take documents, and said you had to for even EU citizens, under the directive for EU citizens, you do not have to take a handful of documents when you go for permanent residence. Mm-hmm. It's automatic, and it's automatic for withdrawal agreement. What people have to think is, we're non-EU now, but we're different to the non-EU. We've got a special status, and that is protected under withdrawal agreement. Please, and if anybody, I did say, but you know, I've actually directed them to this and asked for a recording, because we are not going to spend every day answering the same questions
indeed.
On our group
indeed.
On the TIE.
Right, Myra, I'm going to run out of time. So what is the group? Where did they go to, my darling?
Just go to Citizens Advice Spain. That's the website. That will take them to the page. And from the page, which is sort of without any drama.
Myra, as a party.
They will go to the group, okay?
As always, Myra, have a great weekend. Speak to you in 2 weeks' time.
Okay, you too and all your listeners. Bye, John.
Bye, Mara.